In a world where renting often feels like throwing money into a black hole, the allure of home ownership beckons with promises of stability, wealth building, and the freedom to paint your walls whatever color your heart desires. Nolo's Essential Guide to Buying Your First Home has become a cultural touchstone for first-time homebuyers, with over 1 million copies sold and endorsements from financial gurus like Suze Orman. The book's practical, step-by-step approach has guided countless readers through what many consider life's most significant financial transaction. As housing markets continue their roller coaster ride of affordability challenges, this guide remains relevant by focusing on timeless principles while acknowledging modern realities. Whether you're a millennial finally ready to take the plunge or someone who's been renting for decades, this comprehensive roadmap transforms the seemingly overwhelming process into manageable steps that lead to that magical moment when you finally hold the keys to your very own home. Home ownership represents one of life's most significant investments and personal achievements. Unlike rent payments that disappear forever, mortgage payments build equity, your ownership stake that grows as you pay down your loan and as your property appreciates. Though real estate markets fluctuate, homes historically increase in value over time, creating wealth you can leverage through refinancing or eventually selling. The financial advantages extend beyond simple appreciation. The tax benefits of homeownership significantly reduce your overall housing costs. You can deduct mortgage interest payments and property taxes on your federal return, potentially saving thousands annually. First-time buyers may qualify for additional credits and deductions, while homeowners can eventually enjoy substantial capital gains exclusions when selling. These tax benefits effectively discount your housing costs compared to renting, where you receive no tax advantages whatsoever. Beyond the dollars and cents, home ownership grants the freedom to create spaces that truly reflect your personality and needs. No more landlord permissions for painting walls, hanging pictures, or making improvements. You can renovate kitchens, add bathrooms, or landscape gardens according to your vision. This creative control transforms a house into a personalized sanctuary that enhances your daily life and expresses your unique style, something renters simply cannot achieve in properties they don't own. Renting means living with perpetual uncertainty and restrictions. Landlords can raise rents, sell properties, or impose limiting rules about pets, guests, and modifications. Home ownership eliminates these vulnerabilities, giving you control over your living situation. You'll never face unexpected rent increases, arbitrary evictions, or intrusive inspections. The psychological benefits of this security and autonomy are immense, creating stability that positively impacts all aspects of your life. Despite market challenges, home ownership remains achievable for prepared buyers. Various mortgage options accommodate different financial situations, while government programs assist first-time buyers with lower down payments and favorable terms. The key is approaching home buying strategically, understanding your budget, researching neighborhoods thoroughly, and assembling knowledgeable professionals to guide you. With proper preparation and realistic expectations, you can successfully navigate today's market and find a home that meets your needs and financial capabilities. Once you've decided to buy a home, the next step is determining your priorities for both neighborhood and house type. When buying a home, you're committing to a location for years, not just until your lease ends. Consider both your daily living preferences and resale value factors. For daily living, think about neighborhood character, safety, proximity to resources, school quality, and zoning restrictions. For resale value, look for high-quality schools, low crime rates, convenient amenities, and neighborhood character. Your neighborhood preferences should reflect your personal priorities, including character and community, planned developments versus unique older homes, safety, often requiring trade-offs, resources and accessibility, proximity to work, schools, shopping, and healthcare, school quality if you have children, and zoning restrictions affecting your ability to remodel. Consider your unique needs too, like whether you'll want daytime community as a stay-at-home parent. Location significantly impacts your home's long-term value. Properties in desirable locations attract more buyers, maintaining higher values compared to less sought-after areas. Key factors include quality schools, low crime rates, convenient amenities, and neighborhood character. Conformity matters too. Homes much larger than surrounding properties appreciate more slowly since they attract neither neighborhood typical buyers, who can't afford them, nor luxury buyers, who want different neighborhoods. Before creating your dream list, reflect on how you'll use your home. Consider who will live there, potential roommates, partners, children, elderly parents, or pets, what activities you'll do there. Working from home, cooking, entertaining, what your lifestyle requires, travel needs, nightlife access, and how you prefer spending time at home, DIY projects versus maintenance-free living. Your vision of an ideal home, whether a cozy cottage with fruit trees, an elegant brick townhouse, or a modern glass-enclosed loft, will be influenced by your location. Urban areas like Chicago or New York might offer primarily high-rise apartments, while less urban regions feature single-story ranch houses or new development homes. When buying a house, technically a detached, single-family dwelling where you own both structure and property, you'll need to decide between new or previously owned. Older homes offer benefits like affordability, established neighborhoods with mature landscaping, quality construction materials, and character features like crown molding. However, they typically have lower resale value, require costly replacements for aging components, are less energy efficient, may have outdated styling, and feature layouts designed for earlier lifestyles with smaller rooms. If traditional houses are unaffordable, too maintenance-heavy, or unavailable in your desired location, consider common interest developments like condominiums or co-ops. These involve shared ownership of common areas like hallways and recreation facilities. As an owner, you'll join a community association that manages maintenance and repairs through your monthly fees, which also builds reserves for larger projects. The Dream List is a practical tool for organizing your home buying priorities, helping you maintain focus during house hunting. It includes sections for must-haves, minimum requirements like bedroom count, neighborhood, and maximum price, would-likes, preferred features you could live without or add later, and absolute deal breakers. When buying with a partner, it's essential to complete this list together to ensure your priorities align. Home buyers need to prepare for expenses beyond just the purchase price. These include the down payment, monthly payments for loan principal, interest, taxes and insurance, PIT, upfront closing costs, and recurring ownership expenses. Understanding these costs early helps prevent sticker shock and poor financial decisions. While conventional wisdom suggests a 20% down payment, many first-time buyers put down less. A larger down payment offers significant benefits, avoiding private mortgage insurance, smaller monthly payments, less interest paid over the loan's lifetime, building immediate equity, and potentially qualifying for lower interest rates. However, buyers shouldn't deplete their savings completely for a down payment. Alternative sources include gifts or loans from family, IRA withdrawals, up to $10,000 penalty-free for first-time buyers, 401k loans, or liquidating other investments. PIT represents the core monthly expenses of homeownership. Principal is the amount borrowed that must be repaid. Interest is the percentage charged by the lender for borrowing. Property taxes typically range from 2 to 4% of the home's purchase price annually. Homeowner's insurance covers theft, property damage, and liability, averaging over $600 per year. While PIT payments often exceed rent, remember that mortgage payments build equity, and both interest and property taxes are tax deductible, reducing your taxable income significantly. Beyond the house itself, buyers face significant initial expenses that require planning. Closing costs, 2 to 5% of purchase price, cover miscellaneous charges from courier fees to loan points. Moving costs vary based on distance and volume. An emergency fund of several months' PIT payments is recommended and sometimes required by lenders. Remodeling costs for fixer-uppers should be estimated generously as they typically exceed expectations. Lenders evaluate borrower risk by examining debt-to-income ratios, comparing your income against your debt obligations. Traditional lending guidelines dictate that your PIT payment shouldn't exceed 28% of your gross monthly income, while your overall debt shouldn't exceed 36%. This formula significantly impacts borrowing power. Two households with identical incomes but different existing debt loads can qualify for vastly different loan amounts. Beyond income assessment, lenders scrutinize credit history to evaluate borrowing patterns, existing debt obligations, and repayment reliability. Credit scores range from 300 to 850, with higher numbers indicating better creditworthiness. Scores in the 700s are considered strong, while most people fall in the 600 to 700 range. Higher scores tell lenders you pay debts on time, use credit prudently, and have an established history. Lower scores suggest risk factors like excessive revolving credit, missed payments, or insufficient credit history. While lenders use debt-to-income ratios based on gross income to determine affordability, smart home buyers should analyze their actual take-home pay and expenses to avoid financial strain. Creating a detailed budget worksheet, tracking all expenses from food and entertainment to healthcare and transportation, helps identify true disposable income available for housing costs. For prospective buyers facing financial challenges, multiple strategies can help overcome obstacles: reducing existing debt, creating a targeted budget, cutting discretionary spending, exploring alternative financing options, considering non-traditional funding sources like family loans or seller financing, finding a buying partner, liquidating other investments, considering different property types or locations, or simply waiting until your financial position improves. With a sense of your preferred neighborhoods and the local market, you're almost ready for serious house hunting. First, however, you'll need to assemble the professional team who will guide you through the complex home buying process. Your real estate team will usually include a real estate agent, mortgage broker or banker, real estate attorney in several states, home inspector, and closing or escrow agent. Your real estate agent has the broadest role of any team member, working with you from start to finish. They'll suggest neighborhoods, show comparable sales data, find prospective homes, walk through properties with you, draft offers, explain the process, open escrow, and manage day-to-day activities leading to closing. Agents can represent buyers or sellers, sometimes both in different transactions. Avoid dual agency situations where one agent represents both buyer and seller in the same transaction. Your safest bet is having your own buyer's agent who's contractually bound to represent only your interests. Good news for your budget: you won't directly pay your agent. The seller pays the entire commission, averaging 5%, which is split between the seller's and buyer's agents, usually 2.5% each. Finding a great buyer's agent requires effort but pays dividends. Start by getting recommendations from friends or family who've bought in your target neighborhoods. Interview several agents in person, looking for knowledge about your desired area and home type, experience, responsiveness, ethics, compatibility, and loyalty. Most home buyers will need a mortgage to finance their purchase, even in less expensive markets. About two-thirds of buyers work with mortgage brokers who compile and filter financing options, while others go directly to banks, credit unions, or other commercial lenders. A mortgage broker acts as your agent to find the best loan terms for your financial situation and goals. Though these costs ultimately come from your pocket, a good broker should save you more than their fee by finding better mortgage terms than you could find independently. In some states, real estate attorneys are standard participants in home buying transactions, while in others, they're brought in only for complex deals. Having an attorney review your transaction from the start can prevent costly legal problems later. Don't expect anyone else involved in the transaction, not the seller's attorney, closing agent, or real estate agent, to protect your legal interests. Only your own attorney will do that. Before finalizing your home purchase, you'll have the property inspected at least once as part of your contract contingency. This ensures you're getting what you pay for, a house in the condition it appears to be. A general home inspector examines your potential home, inside and out, for mechanical and structural problems that could affect its value, then provides a written report summarizing the findings. When selecting a general home inspector, look for someone with many years of experience, who is licensed, if available in your state, and affiliated with a professional organization, especially the American Society of Home Inspectors. A closing agent serves as a neutral third party who manages the many details between signing the purchase agreement and closing the deal. They ensure both buyer and seller fulfill their promises, handle paperwork, and oversee the transfer of funds. Though you might not meet them until closing day, they work behind the scenes throughout the process, coordinating with lenders, establishing escrow accounts, and ensuring a smooth transaction. For over 90% of home buyers, securing a mortgage is an essential part of the purchase process. A mortgage is fundamentally a loan to purchase property, with the property itself serving as collateral. If you fail to make payments, the lender can foreclose, taking possession and selling the property to recover what's owed. Lenders profit through interest and points, one-time fees when taking out the loan, which may seem like small percentages, but translate to significant dollars over time. Mortgages come in two basic varieties: fixed-rate mortgages and adjustable-rate mortgages, RMs, each with variations suited to different buyer situations. Fixed-rate mortgages offer stability and predictability with an interest rate that never changes throughout the loan term. They're ideal for buyers planning to stay put long-term, especially when interest rates are low. Though they typically have higher starting rates than RMs, they protect you if market rates rise. The 30-year fixed-rate loan has long been the standard for homebuyers seeking predictability and stability. It allows borrowers to finance their purchase at a fixed rate and pay it off over three decades. The 15-year fixed mortgage offers disciplined borrowers significant interest savings over the life of the loan. With higher monthly payments but a slightly lower interest rate than 30-year mortgages, these loans can save borrowers substantial money. Adjustable-rate mortgages, RMs, feature interest rates that fluctuate throughout the loan term based on market indexes. They typically start with attractively low teaser rates that adjust periodically according to a specified adjustment period. Important safeguards include the life of the loan cap, maximum possible rate, and periodic caps, limiting how much rates can change at each adjustment. Traditional RMs start with below-market teaser rates that can adjust as frequently as monthly, potentially causing significant payment increases. Hybrid loans offer a compromise between fixed and adjustable-rate mortgages. They start with a fixed rate, usually below market, for a set period, typically 3, 5, 7, or 10 years, before converting to an adjustable rate. These can be a good option for first-time buyers who don't plan to stay in their homes long-term. The landscape of down payment strategies has changed dramatically in recent years. The standard 80-20 approach, putting 20% down and financing 80, remains lenders' preferred arrangement. With substantial skin in the game, you demonstrate financial discipline and reduce the lender's risk. Benefits include avoiding private mortgage insurance and paying less interest over time. Once you understand your loan options, you need to research where to get the best deals. Explore multiple avenues from mortgage brokers to online resources. The internet offers the quickest way to research mortgages. Sites like Bankrate.com, HSH.com, and CompareInterestRates.com aggregate lender information and allow you to compare different loan options based on your location, borrowing amount, and desired terms. If you've been pre-approved, you've already handled most of the necessary loan paperwork. After pre-approval and choosing a house, your lender will need additional documents: a copy of the house purchase contract, usually provided by your agent, a preliminary title report from the title company, and a property appraisal, typically scheduled by the lender. Now that you understand your financing options, it's time to focus on finding your perfect home. With your mortgage pre-approval in hand, you're ready to begin the exciting process of house hunting with confidence about what you can afford. The key is not to settle. You should feel genuinely enthusiastic about a house before making an offer. While you should take an active role in house hunting, your real estate agent provides invaluable expertise. They can identify appropriate houses using the Multiple Listing Service, MLS, database, accessing far more information than what's publicly available. Your agent can tell you how long a house has been on the market, its status, existing mortgage details, and help you sift through options during a buyer's market. People planning to sell their homes often tell friends and neighbors before formally listing. Tapping into these networks, especially if you already live nearby, can help you discover houses before they hit the market. Tell everyone you know, friends, neighbors, your hairstylist, florist, dentist, that you're looking. Don't overextend yourself. Most buyers find that visiting between 4 and 8 houses per day is their limit before mental fatigue sets in. Prepare by gathering a complete list of houses to visit, maps, and essential items from the house visit checklist. While looking at houses, remember that sellers and their agents are evaluating you too. As you enter a house, expect to be greeted by the agent in one of the front rooms. Trust your instincts. If the house feels awful immediately, you can politely cut the visit short rather than wasting time on a complete tour. While some issues, like dirty blinds or outdated cabinets, can be changed, your gut feeling matters. Even your perfect house likely won't match exactly what you imagined. Carrying your dream list with priorities already filled out helps you stay organized and avoid being distracted by impressive but non-essential features like stainless steel appliances when more important criteria aren't met. Complete your dream list before leaving each house to help you remember specific details when comparing properties later. Today's real estate industry uses staging to make homes more appealing, often leading buyers to pay thousands more. Your job is to see past the cosmetic enhancements to evaluate the house's true condition. Look beyond the strategically placed furniture, often smaller than normal pieces, and decorative items to visualize your own belongings in the space. Notice what might be deliberately drawing your attention away from problem areas. A home's physical layout dramatically impacts daily living comfort. When touring houses, mentally walk through your daily routines to identify potential problems. Consider how you'd use each space and whether the layout works for your lifestyle. From your first visit, assess the house's physical condition to determine its value and repair needs. Use a systematic approach with the First Look home inspection checklist to examine critical elements. Check for sagging roof lines, squeaky floors, uneven settling, musty odors, water quality, stuck windows, water damage, outdated electrical panels, peeling paint, flickering lights, and appliance functionality. When buying into a community interest development like a condo or co-op, investigate beyond the physical property to understand how the community association will affect your daily life. Though it sounds like a social club, the association is essentially a mini-government run by neighbors who make important decisions about your living environment. Thoroughly research by reading all governance documents and asking detailed questions. When the perfect house at the right price proves elusive, creative alternatives can open new possibilities. Properties languishing on the market offer negotiation opportunities for savvy buyers. These overlooked homes may suffer from overpricing, cosmetic issues, poor layouts, busy street locations, or even stigmatization from past crimes or deaths. The key questions are whether sellers have become realistic about pricing and whether the property's flaws are ones you can accept or remedy. Scaling down initial expectations about size, location, or amenities can help you enter the market sooner. A starter home lets you build equity while saving for a larger property, especially if your income is likely to increase. However, this strategy comes with cautions. Transaction costs for each move are significant. Small houses don't necessarily cost proportionally less due to land value. Mortgages should avoid prepayment penalties and points, and you must plan for potential value drops. Purchasing a home needing renovation or with addition potential offers tremendous advantages: lower initial cost, customization opportunities, and potential profit. The ideal fixer-upper needs cosmetic rather than structural work. Think new paint and flooring instead of foundation repairs. Before committing, verify your plans are feasible by checking building codes, consulting professionals about costs, and discussing the renovation stress with your partner. Co-buying with friends or family can make homeownership financially feasible when going solo isn't. Duplexes offer the ideal balance of togetherness and independence with separate living spaces but shared ownership responsibilities. Even in single dwellings, finding layouts with opposite wings can provide privacy. The arrangement requires careful planning about financial splits, inheritance rights, and exit strategies, all documented in a formal agreement. If total privacy isn't essential, renting out a room can make homeownership affordable. Your current roommate might prefer paying rent to you instead of a landlord. You can charge nearly apartment-level rent while maintaining control over house rules and common areas. For more separation, consider properties with built-in rental potential like duplexes, cottages, or basement apartments. For sale-by-owner properties represent about 15% of the housing market, homes your agent might not normally show you. While FSBOs occasionally offer savings if sellers share their commission savings, don't count on price breaks. Most agents don't routinely search for FSBOs, so you'll need to discuss this service in advance. If you find an interesting FSBO, tell your agent before visiting so they can negotiate their commission with the seller. After housing market crashes, bargain properties often appear as short sales, foreclosures, or probate sales. While tempting, these transactions come with significant complications that can make the home buying process even more stressful for first-time buyers. A short sale occurs when a financially distressed homeowner sells for less than they owe on their mortgage to avoid foreclosure. Despite attractive pricing, these aren't necessarily good deals. The seller may have overpaid initially, or market values may have dropped significantly.
Once you've found your dream home, you'll need to negotiate terms with the seller, not just price, but also closing periods, included furnishings, and other details. This process involves submitting an offer, understanding standard purchase contract language, deciding on contingencies to protect your interests, making strategic decisions based on market conditions, and potentially working with developers when buying new construction. Once you've found your ideal house, your real estate agent will help draft an offer, typically at their office, though in competitive situations, this might happen in the agent's car. Your agent will present your offer to the seller, usually by contacting the seller's agent to arrange a meeting. A skilled agent will highlight your offer's strengths, perhaps you're pre-approved for a mortgage or including few contingencies. The most critical element of your offer is the price. Finding the right balance means considering multiple factors: market conditions, comparable property sales, your agent's opinion, the seller's position, and your own emotional state. In hot markets, you might need to outbid competition without overpaying, while in cold markets, sellers often accept below asking offers. Contingencies are conditions that must be met before your purchase agreement becomes final, protecting you from unwelcome surprises, like hidden property defects. Most offers include standard contingencies that safeguard both buyer and seller, with agreed-upon deadlines for meeting each condition. Unless paying cash, include a financing contingency stating the deal will proceed only if you secure adequate financing. Most buyers have their potential home examined by multiple inspectors: a general inspector for overall defects, a pest inspector for termites and dry rot, and possibly specialists for soil stability or environmental hazards. To demonstrate commitment to your offer, you'll provide a cash, earnest money, or good faith deposit. If the sale proceeds, this money applies toward your down payment or closing costs. However, if you back out without contractual justification, you forfeit this deposit. Deposit amounts vary by location. Your agent can advise on local practices. Your purchase contract should specify who pays every charge involved in buying the house. Common fees include closing agent services, title fees, transfer taxes, inspections, administrative fees, deed preparation, notary, recording, and home warranty premiums. Payment responsibility typically follows local custom, which your agent can explain. In a cold market where your offer might be the only one, you can leverage this advantage in negotiations. Everything becomes negotiable, from price to closing date to what the seller leaves behind. Consider asking for closing credits, $5,000 to $10,000, paid property taxes, or paid assessments for condos. In competitive markets, you'll need strategies to make your offer rise above others. Act quickly and have your agent personally present your offer. Offer more money, even a few thousand dollars can make the difference. Include a personal letter explaining why you love the property and how you'll care for it. To demonstrate commitment to your offer, you'll provide a cash earnest money or good faith deposit. If the sale proceeds, this money applies toward your down payment or closing costs. However, if you back out without contractual justification, you forfeit this deposit. Deposit amounts vary by location. Your agent can advise on local practices. Your purchase contract should specify who pays every charge involved in buying the house. Common fees include closing agent services, title fees, transfer taxes, inspections, administrative fees, deed preparation, notary, recording, and home warranty premiums. Payment responsibility typically follows local custom, which your agent can explain. In a cold market where your offer might be the only one, you can leverage this advantage in negotiations. Everything becomes negotiable, from price to closing date to what the seller leaves behind. Consider asking for closing credits, $5,000 to $10,000, paid property taxes, or paid assessments for condos. In competitive markets, you'll need strategies to make your offer rise above others. Act quickly and have your agent personally present your offer. Offer more money. Even a few thousand dollars can make the difference. Include a personal letter explaining why you love the property and how you'll care for it. After signing the purchase contract, you'll need to complete several critical tasks before closing. These include arranging professional inspections, finalizing your mortgage financing, obtaining homeowners and title insurance, removing contingencies, and preparing for the closing itself. One of your main tasks before closing is removing contingencies from your purchase agreement. Both you and the seller need to advise each other of progress and provide written releases when contingencies are satisfied. If either party fails to meet a contingency, you can either cancel the purchase or renegotiate terms. Shortly after signing your purchase agreement, your closing agent will arrange for title insurance, except for co-ops. This insurance protects you from the possibility that your seller or previous owners didn't have complete ownership rights to transfer to you. The closing agent typically selects the title insurer from major companies they regularly work with. Before closing, you'll need to decide how to legally own your property on the deed. Your options depend on your state and may include sole property, joint tenancy with right of survivorship, community property with right of survivorship, tenancy by the entirety, or tenancy in common. Your closing agent or attorney can explain which options are available in your state. While handling pre-closing tasks, don't forget to plan your move. Start preparations early to avoid last-minute stress. If you're currently renting, give proper notice to your landlord, typically 1 month for month-to-month tenancies. Consider budgeting for some overlap between your rental and new home to reduce stress if the sale is delayed or repairs take longer than expected.
Even with contingencies in your contract allowing you to back out if inspections reveal problems, you might be tempted to skip thorough inspections when you're so close to closing. Don't. Professional inspectors can identify issues that sellers, agents, and your own eyes missed, from squirrel infestations to flooding basements. Most buyers need at least two inspections, a general inspection of the home's physical structure and systems, and a pest inspection, usually required by lenders. Additional specialized inspections may be necessary for specific concerns like foundation issues or hot tubs. While no state legally requires inspections, they're a bargain compared to potential repair costs, typically $200 to $600 for general inspections and $100 to $2,000 for specialized ones. The general inspection is your most important safeguard, affecting both current negotiations and future maintenance planning. A professional inspector will examine everything from foundation to roof, including electrical, plumbing, HVAC systems, and structural components. You and your agent should absolutely attend the inspection. If an inspector discourages this, find someone else. Seeing problems firsthand and asking questions provides invaluable insight. You'll receive a detailed written report within 2 to 3 days after inspection. The best reports provide descriptive narratives with photos rather than just checkbox formats. Always read the entire report yourself, even if your agent summarizes it, as important details might be overlooked. Don't expect the inspector to declare the house as passed or failed. Their job is to document all issues from minor to major. Once you own a home, you'll need protection against potential disasters and damages. Hazard insurance compensates both you and your lender for physical damage to your property and contents caused by events like fire, wind, hail, lightning, explosions, vandalism, theft, and water damage. It typically covers personal property temporarily outside your home too, such as items stolen from your car or a child's dorm room. Liability insurance covers two key areas: medical payments to others for visitors injured on your property or by your household members, including pets, and personal liability, covering legal fees and court-ordered damages if you're sued for injuries or property damage. Standard coverage has limitations. You'll need separate policies or additional coverage for injuries related to cars, home businesses, domestic workers, tenants, and certain pets. U.S. homeowners typically spend between $450 and $1,300 annually on comprehensive homeowners insurance. Your costs will vary based on location, Texas and Louisiana being most expensive, Idaho and Utah least, risk factors of both house and owner, coverage limits, deductible amount, available discounts, and your shopping diligence. The closing is your final step to homeownership, where you'll mostly be reviewing and signing documents prepared by others. While your role may seem simple, staying in close contact with your team during the final preparations is crucial. Despite occasional last-minute surprises, most closings proceed smoothly thanks to experienced professionals managing the process. Never skip the final walkthrough. This crucial step lets you verify the seller has moved out, completed agreed-upon repairs, left behind all fixtures or property specified in your agreement, and left the place clean. Schedule this within 5 days before closing, ideally the day before or day of closing. In the 24 hours leading up to closing, you'll need to complete several important tasks to ensure a smooth transaction. First, check your final closing costs by reviewing the draft HUD-1 settlement statement from your closing agent. Next, arrange payment by preparing a certified check, cashier's check, or wire transfer for the exact amount needed. Finally, review all available documents before closing day, as this isn't the time for negotiations or basic questions. After the long journey to home ownership, it's finally time to enjoy your new space. Keep your social connections intact by sending new address announcements to friends and family. Once you've notified old friends of your new address, it's time to invite them over and begin building new relationships in your community. A housewarming party is perfect for thanking those who helped with your home purchase and move while showing off your new space. Prioritize home security by changing all locks, resetting alarm codes, and checking smoke detectors and sprinkler systems. Plan emergency escape routes that all family members understand, including exits from upper floors and designated meeting places. While decorating your new home is exciting, avoid maxing out credit cards by taking time to understand how you'll use each space. There's no rush. Creativity often thrives within budget constraints, and thousands of resources exist to help you plan affordable improvements to your home. Keeping organized home-related records saves money and hassle. Buy a locking file cabinet and create folders for different document categories. Keep copies of critical records, deed, loan papers, and insurance outside your home in case of disaster, either in a safe deposit box or at a trusted friend's house for weekend access. Revisit your budget to realistically account for home ownership expenses, which often differ from renting costs. While some expenses are tax deductible, resist the temptation to do everything at once. Maximize your finances by hiring a tax professional to take full advantage of homeowner benefits, checking out money-saving resources, cooking at home more, and restarting your savings plan, even if it's just a little at a time. Congratulations on reaching your home ownership goal. Settle in and enjoy your new home.